Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
Huge crowds brought the town of Clonmel to a standstill this afternoon as the funerals of 18-year-old Grace McSweeney and her 24-year-old brother Luke took place. The Church of Saints Peter and Paul heard the siblings were among four extraordinary lives lost in last Friday's devastating road crash as they made their way out to celebrate the Leaving Cert results. Yesterday, the funeral of 18-year-old Nicole Murphy took place, while their friend Zoe Coffey will be laid to rest tomorrow after what is a harrowing week on the Tipperary roads, with a separate road incident claiming the lives of three members of the O'Reilly family in Cashel on Tuesday. Drive Time's John Cook joins us live from Clonmel now, where all of the deceased were remembered today, John.
That's right, Cormac. And the congregation heard from the Bishop of Waterford and Lismore, Alphonsus Cullinan, that all of these tragic deaths in Tipperary have affected the whole country, as businesses in Clonmel town centre closed and teenagers in school uniforms and sports club jerseys and joined many hundreds of locals to line Gladstone Street in sombre silence, broken only by the tolling of bells of the Church of Saints Peter and Paul, as a Garda escort led the funeral cortege of two hearses carrying two coffins, brother and sister Luke and Grace McSweeney, side by side in death as they were in life, followed by their grieving parents Bridget and Paul, brothers David and Mark, and a large crowd of family and friends, with Father Billy Meehan welcoming mourners to the packed church, including President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach's aide-de-camp Commandant Claire Mortimer, and the Minister for Education Norma Foley inside.
To welcome you all to this tragic celebration today and to thank you for your great support for the families over the past couple of days. And we hope and pray that together we'll be able to move forward. And it's a great sign of a mark of respect that all the shops and businesses in our town are closed down for these couple of hours. We are here to pay tribute with all that Luke and Grace have meant to us, to remind ourselves of all that they mean to God. We also remember Zoe Coffey and Nicole Murphy and their parents, Demelda and John and Declan and Serena. We remember also the O'Reilly family in Cashel that were all united in grief at this particular time.
I watch the sunlight shine through the clouds, warming the earth below.
Lord, we pray for Grace and Luke's mother, Bridget and Paul, their brothers Mark and David, and their extended family. Be with them as they mourn and give them strength. Help them in these days of grief and let them know that we care for them and we will always be with them. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
We pray for Grace's friends, Zoe and Nikki, that they may rest in peace together in your love. We also pray for the Coffey, Farrer and Murphy families, that they feel your presence and comfort during this difficult time. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
Well, as well as the prayers and readings at today's funeral, John, tell us about some of the tributes paid to Grace and Luke McSweeney.
Well, there were many, Cormac, from school friends and former college housemates for 24-year-old sports and gym enthusiast Luke, even one of his sporting heroes, Conor McGregor. Also, there were tributes from an aunt of Luke and Grace and friends of Grace, her former teachers as well, of this 18-year-old dancer and gymnast who got her Leaving Cert results just last Friday. Both she and her brother only on the threshold of life, we heard, as many spoke and the music of the beautiful choir and soloists continued.
Luke had an incredible knack for bringing people together. He was always introducing his friends to new people and was so welcoming to everyone he met. Luke was a big man, he had a big personality, and he had a big presence, and he'd have told you that himself. But most of all, he had a big heart. And now as we say goodbye, let's keep Luke in our hearts, where he will forever remain a legend, a true friend, and a force of nature that will never be replicated.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me.
As most of you know, Grace was an extraordinary gymnast. On more than one occasion, she made the entire school gasp as she catapulted herself through the air at one of our school concerts. When I speak of the grace that she possessed, I don't just mean her gymnastic and sporting prowess. I also mean the grace she carried within. I would like to conclude with the theme chosen by Grace and her classmates for their graduation back in May, when all their lives were full of endless possibilities. And I quote, "I wish there was a way to know you were in the good old days before you actually left them."
Condolences to Luke and his family, and I want to say rest in peace, Luke. I heard many great things about you. You were a good man, and I'm very sad hearing this news, and I just want to send my well wishes and my condolences to the family, and God bless.
Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where.
So I'm going to leave you with an old Irish anacle for Luke, Grace, Zoe and Nicole. Níl siad imithe uaing ach roing. They are not gone from us, but ahead of us.
Birds fly over the rainbow. Why, then, oh, why can't I?
Moving tributes and music indeed at the funeral of brother and sister Luke and Grace McSweeney, and remarkably, really, John, their mother found the strength to speak as well.
An incredibly strong woman, Cormac. I was among the hundreds of mourners standing outside the packed church as sun shone on the streets of Clonmel town centre when a brave and composed voice was heard just before the end of the service over the loudspeaker, simply telling the huge crowds she was Bridget, mother of Grace and Luke. And though, like many, she said she was struggling for words today, her sorrow is outweighed by her gratitude and compelled her to speak to say thank you to all those who supported her family and those of Zoe Coffey and Nicole Murphy since last Friday night's devastating crash. All who sent messages from near and far, she said. And she spoke of how the family is in awe of the heroic emergency services who tried to help as we lost Luke, Grace, Zoe and Nicole, four extraordinary young people, she said, citing the support of the community in Clonmel and far beyond as what's keeping her family strong today before she took her beloved children for burial in St. Patrick's Cemetery at the edge of Clonmel, as you'll hear, Cormac.
Paula and myself were honoured to be the parents of Luke and Grace and are blessed to have them for so long. Grace was gentle and very shy and always had to have a friend by her side. Luke was strong, not only in body, but also in mind, and wanted to make a difference in the world. He wanted to make it a better place. Luke and Grace had wonderful friends. I thank them all for making Grace and Luke's life so fulfilled and wonderful, because they were the happiest they could have ever been. Luke strived to be the best version of himself. and he encouraged everybody to do the same. Luke's code: eat well, stay fit, and have faith. Leave your sorrow behind here today and make the world a better place. Thank you.
Bridget McSweeney speaking at the funeral of her children, Grace and Luke, ending John Cook's report from Clonmel.